Jeanne Flavelle's Hot Commodity Podcast Series. Empowering clients with commercial intelligence, supply chain expertise, and risk management solutions.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Mike Coughlin, President and CEO of McKinney Flavelle, and today is April 23rd, 2021, Friday. Welcome to our Hot Commodity Podcast Series. I'm joined by one of our newest members, Sean Bingham, Director of Risk Management. Hello, Sean. How are you?
Hello, Mike. I am great. It is spring has sprung in Chicago. Grass is green. We're starting to see some leaves on the trees. And
yeah.
I did that first rite of passage in the spring here at my house, and that's take the covers off the patio furniture.
Nice. So
I'm pretty excited about it.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, I'm excited too. It's going to be a great summer this year, I think.
It can't be worse than last year.
Yeah, exactly.
knock on wood.
Exactly. Hey, you know, let's get started. You send out this awesome daily summary of the markets, and specifically corn, wheat, and some of the other ones we follow. And it's just a really good recap. So if you're a listener and you're not getting interested, reach out to us. But it gives a really great recap. And, you know, the other day you had used the reference of this great 1963 movie called It's a Mad, 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 Mad World, which I've seen, and it's a great movie. And for those old movie buffs out there, you're going to appreciate these references. And those who haven't seen it, go ahead and see it. It's a great movie. It's got a ton of great old actors and actresses. But I thought today, Sean, we would talk a little bit about inflation and just how this commodity world is a mad, mad, mad world. And I'm going to say, you're going to know this scene, but there's a scene where they're Mickey Rooney and Buddy Hackett are flying the plane.
Yeah, I know. Yep.
And it's just the two of them. And the pilot keeps drinking, which I wouldn't recommend while you're flying. But then gives the reins to, I think it was Mickey Rooney, and the guy hits his head, and now they have to land the plane.
Right.
And I feel like this year has started off and continues to be like that for these commodities that we follow, like corn, like wheat, like oil. And it is a mad, mad world. And whether it's fundamental information or just fires like we've seen this week in the sugar industry, it's just crazy. And I would like to get your perspective. Listeners out there hear our other analysts talk a lot about fundamentals. And one of the big questions is inflation and what to expect moving forward. And I think it would be cool to get your perspective from a financial side and wrap it into how that is impacting or could impact commodity prices. So
yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
It is a great old movie. It's really long. It's almost 3 hours.
Yeah.
As I recall. And
yeah.
Which I think at that time was super rare for a movie to be that long. But
yeah,
the list of actors in that thing, it's like 30 big name actors that
awesome.
Make various appearances through that scene. But you're right. I had kind of forgot about that airplane scene where the
pilot it's a classic.
Drunk as a monkey and they got to try to land that thing. Great
just
scene.
One more. Yeah. Just one more.
Yeah. And says. I think what sparked my use of that in yesterday's kind of recap was just all the stuff we're seeing come out in the last, you know, just over the last quarter and almost in the last few weeks, just the different data points that we've seen and different things that are happening. I've been in this business a long time. I won't say it's completely unprecedented, but it's, just been a lot of wild stuff. You know, like you said, the sugar, domino sugar fire in Baltimore. Baltimore's had a really bad time. The J&J vaccine plant they shut down there in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Just been crazy. But talking about inflation, a lot of things just recently that I think are in, you know, inflationary measures to watch. And I think there's, you know, I've told you, I mean, I was a Fed analyst for a long time prior to my commodity, you know, more commodity specific interest. And so I've always keep this stuff in the back of my head. And I think we all know, you know, the inflation is can be a big driver
right,
of what's going on in commodity markets. And just some things that stuck out to me in the last week or two. Mm-hmm. Number one, first quarter growth 2021 in China, 18.3%.
Holy cow.
Biggest since they've kept records starting in 1992. Now, I'll preface that with that was March first quarter 21. And I think we all know what was happening in March of 2020 or the first quarter of 2020 in China. So there was a lot of room for improvement. And I think the market was actually looking for something close to 19%. But still, I think this has spurred a lot of conversation about the growth of China outright. There's a lot of people that, depending on the metrics you look at, will suggest China has now already surpassed the United States as the world's largest economy. Mm-hmm. And so if you look at things like copper prices,
we still have movies.
That's true.
We're better at movies.
And that may last a while. So, but if you look at things that China's buying. I mean, they have the complete run on copper. Copper prices are off the charts.
Yep.
They're obviously huge buyers of our corn now, soybeans. Yep. So just watching, I think a lot of folks don't necessarily. I think we pay a lot of attention to what they're buying, but I think we also need to pay a lot of attention to their economy as a whole, because it's becoming a bigger factor. So much so that I think a lot of the pressure that we're seeing on the dollar here has a lot to do with government spending, but I also think it has a lot to do with this idea that the dollar is losing its place as the world reserve currency. And we'll see, every time there's a panic of any sort economically, globally, everybody runs back to the dollar, but one day we may not see that. We may see people run in a different direction, and I think that'll be
Dogecoin,
a telltale sign. So exactly. Bitcoin, Dogecoin, any kind of crypto coin.
Yeah.
And we're seeing that for sure. Yeah. A couple other things, CPI came out, consumer price inflation index came out 2.6% in March, highest since August of 2018.
Wow.
So that's a little bit of an indicator. One of the best barometers for inflation is something that's a little bit obscure. The Federal Reserve posts something called the five-year forward inflation index. And what does that mean? What it simply is it's what is the five-year forecast for inflation 5 years from today. So it's a forward-looking indicator, and they basically calculate it using the 5 year and the 10 year nominal treasury yields compared to the 5 and 10 year TIPS, treasury inflation protected security yields. So it's a bit of a calculation, but what happened was literally yesterday, that expected inflation rate based on those hit 2.24%, and that's the highest since October of 2018, and I think that figure peaked at just over 3% in 2008. So, and it's climbing. And I think that's going to get the Fed's attention.
Okay.
They have been, I think Chairman Powell has been very reserved, suggesting that they are probably going to be happy to see some actual inflation before they put the brakes on the economy. On rates, start raising rates. And of course, everyone in the bond business, so to speak, they don't have a lot of confidence that the Fed's going to be able to take the punch bowl away from the party at the right time, so to speak. And so I think there's a lot of fear in the market that the Fed's going to wait too long. Mm-hmm. And once that cat's out of the bag, it's really hard to get it back in. And so a couple other ancillary things. We had record home sales here recently. Home sales up 20.7% in March, highest since 2006. We talked about this the other day, Mike. You know, go go price anything at a hardware store, any lumber, piping, anything like that. And you're going to find, or go get a bid for some work on your house. You're going to find everything is 20 to 30% more expensive than it was not too long ago.
And I'll mention to you, Sean, this has been the argument that Kevin and I have used to not do home projects right now. So I guess my question is, will this continue? These prices increasing over the next 6 to 12 months? Because we need to tell our wives if we need to delay even further.
if you delay too long, you may not be able to get it done. Yeah,
done. That's what I want. Oh, okay. That's the goal.
Well, absolutely. Just tell her that whole five year forward thing is nonsense. Don't even pay attention to that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no. We're definitely seeing that. And so predicting where inflation is really going to go is really hard. And
yeah. What do you think is going to happen in the next 6 to 12 months? You personally,
barring something that we just don't know, you never know what you don't know. Sure. Barring something that we don't know, I think the market has got it right. I think we're coming out of a low super cycle in commodity prices. I think all this index money that is flowing into commodities from investment management types, is a good indicator that most analysts and economists believe that this is not a kind of a one-off deal, that this is not short-term, that the combination of a lower dollar, the combination of government spending, the combination of different governmental, policies is just set up where, we've been saying it forever. We've been saying this forever, that inflation is coming, it's coming, it's coming. And we've all been wrong for a long time. And I think technology has been the biggest driver for keeping inflation in check. Because a long time ago in the U.S. economy, inflation was driven by wage growth. That's where inflation really came from. That was the big scare. It's particularly through the Industrial Revolution when people power was so big. But we don't really have, the wage growth inflation is the one spot we're really not seeing a lot of inflation. But it is showing up in products and services. So it's going to be maybe a different inflation than what we've seen in the past. And how that plays out is, maybe difficult to say. But what we can say, it's clearly affecting the commodity space.
Sure, sure. And, so expect continued volatility and bullish sentiment.
Yeah, rising volatility is almost always tied to rising prices in commodities. Not all the time, but it's that is generally the case. I think when you look at volatility, realized volatility year over year, and a basket of different commodities. We saw the peak of that in about 2013, and that is slowly, we've seen lower levels of volatility nearly every year up to about 2018, and now we've had this uptick. And if you look at implied volatility, which is the market's option based guess at what volatility is going to be going forward, it is, we've gotten corn go from basically 19% to over 30%. So,
wow. Yeah.
They're looking for it too. And, I think what we saw in 2017, 18, 19, a little bit of early 20 was actually an anomaly of very low commodity volatility compared to history. And I think what we are doing at a minimum is just moving back to something that is more normal for volatility, and perhaps we're even going to exceed that and go into something that would be considered a rather high volatility regime. And it's bringing, inflation and volatility are bringing prices right along with it. So
sounds fun, like a fun year again.
Not exactly what not what the end users want to hear.
Yeah,
but
it is what it is.
You got to prepare.
Yep, you got to prepare. And the listeners out there, if you haven't spent time with Sean and understanding some of the hedging strategies that we can help you with and plan things out, please give us a call. We brought him on board for a reason, because he's awesome and he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, maybe we could plug that spring seminar, because I'm going to talk about that.
Let's do it. Yeah. So all you listeners out there, next week, our virtual spring seminar, unfortunately not in Chicago, but we're going to be here April 27th and 28th. You can register. Really simple. It's really simple. McKinney-Favell.com. It's a 2-day seminar. It is the best, most value-packed seminar in the commodity business, but I'm biased. It's a 2-day, three-hour. I think there's about 3 hours each day. We're going to cover a lot of different topics like sugar, corn sweeteners, CBD, wheat, oils, chocolate, risk management. I'm probably forgetting one, but it's going to be awesome. And go ahead and register. And Sean, you're going to be talking about risk management and understanding risk profile.
That's right. I'm going to be talking a lot about exactly kind of the things we're talking about. I'm going to spend a whole lot of time talking about this new higher volatility that we're probably going to be staring at for at least the next year or two, maybe a little longer.
Yep.
How can we deal with that as a procurement manager?
Cool.
Talk about some different strategies, some innovative ways to measure your procurement volatility and how you're doing.
Great.
And some ways to tackle keeping that volatility down. So it's going to be a lot packed into about 30 minutes. But
awesome. Well, we'll look forward to it, and it'll help you get through this mad world. Go see that movie. It's great.
Yes, if you haven't seen it.
Thank you so much, Sean. We're going to wrap this up. As I always like to say, live with an attitude of gratitude. Enjoy every single moment you have with your friends and family. Don't take it for granted. Do something fun this weekend. Maybe watch that movie. And until next week, or until we see you at our seminar next Tuesday and Wednesday, take care, everybody.
That concludes this podcast episode. For expanded commentary and more detailed information, log on to McKinney-Favell's IQ Ingredient Intelligence platform and listen to our Market Insights podcast. If you're not a subscriber, visit McKinney-Favell.com for more information. And as always, follow us on YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter.